Well, it's been 7 years since the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. Fukushima disaster was the most significant nuclear incident since Chernobyl in 1986. But 7 years on, how has the disaster affected the people and wildlife? And what's being done in terms of the cleanup effort? Aaron Monopoly asked Dr. Edward Obard if we have any reason to be optimistic.
In terms of radioactivity, really no. There were 23,000 emergency workers involved in the response to the accident and the cleanup so far. All of those, except a small number I'm going to tell you soon, have been exposed to radiation, which is just the same as occupational dose limits, like in the nuclear industry. So 174 of them had exceeded the criteria for emergency workers. But to put that in context, that still is actually below any sort of level of, direct consequence of the radiation dose. And then six of the 23,000 emergency workers exceeded, I think the number is 250 millisieverts. So it means that, like, epidemiologically, there is some kind of measurable possible increase in them having health impacts in the future. But that's incredibly small for such a kind of catastrophe of the scale of that earthquake that caused the accident.
And what about the effects on wildlife?
There's been no measurable impact on the wildlife. I don't doubt, that things living in or very close to the reactor buildings when the accident happened would have had dangerous doses of radiation, but that's a deterministic dose, sort of a deterministic effect. Is what I mean by that is that it's a sudden dose which can cause very direct bad effects. But then once the radiation dose actually subsides, kind of things that we're worried about now and the very small amounts of radiation, sort of radionuclides present in the environment, really have no adverse effects on the environment.
From what I'm understanding, they've been able to contain it well and it hasn't had that much an effect on the people and wildlife and things around it?
I think that's true, yeah. But we have to make a distinction between measurable radioactivity, which of course is measurable because radioactivity is so easy to detect. Absolutely, radioactivity can be measured around there, but it's a huge leap to actually say that measurable radioactivity is dangerous at the levels it now. Still a lot of work to do on the site to clear things up, by saying that, it's not an environmental catastrophe, but that there's still a lot of work to do because three of the units still have their fuel in them, part of which has melted. So there's some considerable engineering work to actually send in machines, probably robots, to cut up the fuel remaining inside the reactors and bring it out. The fuel from Unit 4 has been removed already. That was removed in 2013. That one, of course, was easy. They just had to remove it in the normal way. And there's still an enormous effort around the reactors, around the reactor buildings, to deal with groundwater. They're storing a lot of groundwater there because they have this elaborate scheme of diverting groundwater, which might flow downhill past the damaged reactor buildings, testing the water to see if it has dangerous levels of contamination, then holding back any that has measurable contamination. They have these incredibly strict release limits on to release anything into the ocean now.
How long do you think the cleanup job will take in the end?
Oh, goodness. Years. To remove some of the damaged fuel from the reactors is a challenge for which the technology doesn't even necessarily exist yet. I mean, Japan is very advanced in terms of its robotics and so on, but they're still having to develop new types of robots to work in those hazardous environments to go in and cut stuff up and bring out, as waste. But there's, a big kind of scientific operation backing up the remediation on the site.
And what happens with the waste that's left over? Will we be able to do something with that, or is that something we're going to be stuck with that we have to figure out what to do later?
Well, it's like any nuclear waste. It's hazardous material that has to be looked after, but that doesn't mean that we don't know how to look after it. There's lots of technically very reasonable and safe solutions for nuclear waste, including the kind of waste that's going to come out of the reactor buildings when they finally cut them up.
Dr. Edward Obard from the School of Electrical Engineering and from School of Electrical Engineering and Telecommunications at the University of New South Wales there, ending that report by Aaron Monopoly. I'm Roderick Chambers, and around Australia, you're listening to The Wire.